Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchris podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Doctor and the Saint by Arundhati Roy is a polemical and contextualizing essay published alongside B.R. Ambedkar's landmark text Annihilation of Caste and Key Documents from the Ambedkar-Gandhi Debate. Roy frames Ambedkar as the Doctor, a rigorous diagnostician of India's caste order, and Gandhi as the Saint, a moral authority whose approach to reform, in Roy's view, left caste hierarchies fundamentally intact. The book situates their conflict in the early 20th century, when questions of political representation, social reform, and the meaning of freedom were being fought at the level of ideas as well as institutions. Rather than treating caste as a side issue to nationalism, Roy argues it is central to understanding Indian democracy, religious authority, and everyday violence. Readers encounter a layered narrative that moves between history, political philosophy, and contemporary resonance, inviting reflection on how revered figures are remembered and how structural oppression persists through language, tradition, and policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Ambedkar's central claim caste is a system of graded inequality. A major focus of the book is Ambedkar's argument that caste is not merely prejudice or social exclusion, but a total system that organizes labor, dignity, and power through graded inequality. Roy presents Ambedkar as insisting that caste functions like an infrastructure. It assigns social worth, regulates marriage and intimacy, and stabilizes economic exploitation by making hierarchy appear natural. This framing helps explain why incremental reform can fail, because the system is designed to reproduce itself through family, religious sanction, and community enforcement. Ambedkar's insistence on annihilation, rather than adjustment, follows from the idea that caste is embedded in everyday social relations as much as in law. The discussion highlights how Ambedkar linked caste to the control of women through endogamy and to the denial of education and property. Roy also stresses Ambedkar's modernist confidence in reason, rights, and constitutional safeguards, contrasting it with approaches that rely primarily on moral persuasion. The takeaway is that caste persists when society treats it as custom instead of as a political and economic regime that requires structural dismantling. Secondly, Gandhi's reformism and the limits of moral authority. Roy examines Gandhi's position on caste and untouchability as both influential and contested. She portrays Gandhi as opposing the most extreme forms of caste cruelty, while still defending aspects of Varna as a social ideal, a stance that created deep disagreement with Ambedkar's demand for abolition. The book explores how Gandhi used spiritual language, self-discipline, and appeals to conscience to frame social change, and how this could translate into a politics that prioritizes harmony and unity over confrontation with entrenched privilege. Roy argues that Gandhi's immense moral authority in the nationalist movement shaped which critiques were amplified and which were marginalized, often casting radical anti-caste politics as divisive. The narrative also considers how Gandhi positioned himself as a representative voice speaking about the oppressed, a dynamic that Ambedkar challenged by insisting on self-representation and political rights. By analyzing this tension, Roy pushes readers to see that benevolent reform can still protect hierarchy if it does not transfer power, dismantle religious justifications, and accept conflict as part of justice. The broader question becomes how saints, icons, and national myths can constrain honest debate. Thirdly, the debate over representation rights, electorates, and political power. Another key topic is the political struggle over how oppressed communities would be represented in a future democratic India. Roy recounts the high-stakes disagreements surrounding separate electorates and political safeguards, issues that crystallize the clash between Ambedkar and Gandhi. Ambedkar is presented as arguing that without independent political power, the oppressed would remain dependent on the goodwill of dominant castes, making social reform fragile and reversible. Gandhi, by contrast, feared that separate political arrangements would fracture Hindu society and weaken the anti-colonial movement, and he sought a unified political identity. Roy emphasizes that this was not a technical dispute, but a fundamental conflict about what freedom meant and for whom. The discussion illuminates how representation is tied to voice, leadership, and the ability to negotiate material change, not just symbolic inclusion. Roy connects these historical arguments to ongoing debates about reservations, affirmative action, and the gap between formal equality and lived reality. The topic encourages readers to evaluate political design as a tool that can either reproduce hierarchy under democratic cover or redistribute power to those long denied it. Fourthly, caste and race, global hierarchies, and comparative politics. Roy places caste in conversation with race to show how different systems of hierarchy can share mechanisms of dehumanization, segregation, and inherited status while also remaining distinct in history and structure. By drawing these connections, the book encourages a wider lens cast as not a local oddity but a form of social ordering that can be compared with other regimes of domination. This approach helps readers think about how stigma becomes institutionalized, how labor is coerced through social coding, and how violence is normalized through culture. At the same time, Roy underscores that caste has unique theological and ritual dimensions that make it resilient, particularly when inequality is treated as sacred duty rather than political choice. The caste-race comparison also raises questions about solidarity and the portability of reform strategies. What works for one hierarchy may not translate neatly to another. Roy's framing invites readers to consider how colonialism, nationalism, and modern state building interacted with caste, sometimes challenging it and sometimes accommodating it for stability. The result is an analysis that links Indian debates to global conversations about human rights, social movements, and the persistence of inherited disadvantage. Lastly, reading Annihilation of Caste: Today, Relevance, Backlash, and Public Memory. The book argues that Ambedkar's Annihilation of Caste remains urgent because the social logic it critiques continues to shape public life, even where legal protections exist. Roy highlights how discussions of caste often trigger denial, defensiveness, or attempts to relocate the problem to the past, rural areas, or individual behavior. By foregrounding the Ambedkar-Gandhi confrontation, Roy also interrogates public memory, which leaders are celebrated, which texts are taught, and how national narratives smooth over conflict to preserve unity. This topic considers the role of institutions such as schools, media, political parties, and religious organizations in sustaining selective histories. It also emphasizes the costs of sanitized reform discourse, where the language of harmony can obscure ongoing discrimination and violence. Roy's essay is frequently read as a provocation that forces readers to confront uncomfortable questions about privilege, complicity, and the meaning of equality in a society that celebrates democratic ideals while tolerating entrenched hierarchy. For contemporary readers, the relevance lies in connecting historical arguments to present debates about citizenship, dignity, protest, and the boundaries of acceptable dissent in public conversation. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a sharper understanding of how caste operates as power and who are willing to examine revered national figures with critical attention. Students of Indian history, political theory, sociology, and human rights will find it useful, as will general readers trying to make sense of present-day conflicts around identity, representation, and inequality. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Roy's framing helps readers recognize how structural oppression persists through institutions, language, and moral narratives, and why good intentions do not automatically produce justice. Pairing Roy's essay with Ambedkar's core text and the surrounding debate materials offers a layered experience that many single-volume introductions cannot match. Compared with books that either summarize Ambedkar in isolation or treat Gandhi as beyond critique, this edition foregrounds the clash of ideas that shape modern India and continues to shape its democracy. It is worth buying for its ability to connect history to current realities and to challenge comfortable myths without reducing the debate to slogans. Readers come away better equipped to evaluate reform, representation, and the demands of equality in their own civic lives. If you would like to support Arundhati Roy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.